Christmas, though, is often challenging in one way or another, whether it's the stress of busyness, holiday expectations, or family drama. We hope your Christmas will be void of any disorderly behavior and instead will be a blessing. In preparation for the holiday and not to feel a need to outlaw Christmas, let's listen in as each of the radio hosts address a possible challenge of the season.
Hey everyone, Dr. Sherry here, and I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. When I was thinking about the holidays, I thought about all the, I would just call it toxic fear and anxiety that we can experience, and instead of the peace of Christmas. And I started thinking about the word peace. Back in the day, the ancient Hebrew, when it was written, it was much like Chinese or Egyptian or hieroglyphics. It was pictures and symbols that would actually add depth to the story. And interestingly enough, the word picture for peace in the ancient Hebrew is to destroy the authority that establishes chaos. Now, think about the holidays, right? And I'm wondering if you would just take a moment with me to write down some of the Christmas chaos that you might be currently experiencing. I just want you to be kind to yourself. Don't judge yourself. Just write it down. You might have some examples like this. Are you struggling this Christmas with who is going to host the event? Your family's grown, kids are grown, now there's grandkids, and traditionally you've done it, but you're worried now about the changes because somebody else is asking to host this year. Are you anxious by the thought of spending time with family members who, honestly, you spend most of the year trying to avoid? Are you stressed with shopping? What gifts to buy? Maybe spending too much or not having enough money or feeling like, oh no, I'm going to go deeper into debt. Or maybe you're overwhelmed altogether by just the busyness and the time constraints, the cleaning, the cooking, you're scared about traveling, family expectations. It's just too much to do in a very small amount of time. What is your chaos? I just want you to write it down. Now, again, remember, what does peace mean in the ancient Hebrew? It means to destroy the authority that establishes chaos. Now, we can take authority. You can take authority. That's the good news. But what does authority mean? When I looked it up, authority actually means the power to make decisions. It also means to direct or make choices about someone or something that's going on. This is the good news. We don't have to wait for somebody else to stop the cray-cray that's going on. It actually starts with us. We can destroy the authority that establishes chaos. And so we can do that. How does that look? Let's look at this. I call this my recalculating your emotional GPS. GPS stands for a generous personal shift. You can recalculate your emotional GPS by shifting in a kind way. So think about hosting. Remember all the wonderful traditions you've had and all the family times, but yet, can you release somebody else in the family to create new places to make memories? That is destroying the authority that establishes chaos by opening it up to someone else. Let me give you another one. Again, your GPS recalculating, generous personal shift is tell yourself the truth. This has to do with seeing family members that you don't normally want to see. I did the math. Do you realize that there are 8,760 hours in a year? That's a lot of hours. And I thought, okay, so spending 3 to 5 hours with family members at Christmas to keep the bridge built, can you do that? Would you be willing to do that instead of worrying about it? Just look at it as just spending some time, 3 to 5 hours, and that's it. Or maybe recalculating your GPS means that you're deciding to spend your holiday with another family or a group of friends that you feel more connected to or you care about. Now, see how that works? You can destroy the authority that establishes chaos. So give yourself this Christmas the ability to choose. Yep, you can give yourself permission for peace this Christmas season. Have a wonderful Christmas and recalculate that GPS to actually find more peace.